This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Welcome into the greasy garage studio, folks. Good to have you along. I'm Mark Evans. Got a gentleman that's been very patiently waiting on the phone. Of course, he's got 2 hours, Monday through Friday, on GCN, Genesis Communications Network, and in fact, this show is called USA Prepares. Vincent, good to have you along. Thanks for waiting through all that.
Pleasure. You know, Mark, Mike in one hand, wrench in the other. That's, you know, I get calls here at the farm, and that's exactly the way it is. I'm not kidding. I go, I can't talk right now. I'm a full of grease. That's true.
Well, I want to salute you, Vince, first off and foremost, is that you're a farmer. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
And you're in Missouri.
Yeah, I think that's even harder.
Now, kind of give me, because I was born in Peoria, Illinois, and then, of course, grew up in Illinois there for a little bit. We moved out. My dad, his work transferred him out to Boise, Idaho, out west. So I've got a cousin there in Missouri still, and of course, we got relatives back east and all. Where are you at on that? I do remember the word tornadoes. Whereabouts are you at? Are you quite a ways away from that line of tornadoes?
No, we're right there. As a matter of fact, in 1959, there was a tornado, and it blew the bank away. There was a bank, and right now there's just a concrete slab where the bank used to be. And the old-timers will say, yeah, we used to have a bank right over there on that slab. And now there's just two businesses, and one of them is the U.S. Postal Service, and the other is a farm supply, an old farm supply store with board floors. So that's it. There's nothing here. There's less than 100 people in the town. And so it's about, maybe 60 miles from Springfield. It's a little hamlet called Grove Spring, GROVESPRING, one word. There's nothing here. And we kind of like it like that.
I was going to say, That's kind of nice, isn't it? So you're not sitting on the freeway every day just going to the grocery store, huh?
No, traffic with like two cars in front of us. That'd be traffic.
And you know them, too. Yeah. You know them. They're your neighbors.
Yeah.
We do. So what are you driving? What's your everyday driver?
I drive, soon to be an antique, a 2001 Chevrolet Silverado. Short bed, fleet side, with a 5-speed stick. Yeah, a little V6. And, it's a 4.3 liter. It's a really rock solid engine. And that's the one I love to drive. Then we have a 2004 full size 8-foot bed farm truck. And it's two tone. It's kind of a brown color. It's kind of a see through color. And it's got a little bit of white. So it's a rust bucket because of all the salt. So it's missing some parts, and that's where you can see through it. And then the brown is the rust, and then there's a little bit of white.
Yeah. Back east, though, I'm familiar with back east, or should I say back in the rust? Because you got rust there. We don't have any of that out here, and we just don't have any rust. We don't find any rust on any cars at all. But and then people ask me, of course, can you look at the car before I purchase it? And the first thing I look for is rust. And if I see rust, the car lot got it at the auction, and they bought it from back east. It can all be fixed. But now, wait a minute. You said Chevrolet's, Vincent. Now, why did you go to Chevrolet? Why that brand?
Well, we have a couple Dodge pickups, too. I mean, we have a farm, so we have a lot of trucks. And I like the Chevrolet because they just seem to work and work and work. Now, I'm not talking about new ones. I'm talking about 20-year-old ones, or maybe a little bit older than 20 years old. Transmissions go 250,000 miles before needing a rebuild. I don't know when you need to rebuild the engine because I've got like 300,000 on these engines, and they're still running strong, and they don't smoke. They don't consume oil, so I think the engines are really durable. And the parts are relatively inexpensive. You know, it's not like a BMW with a $27 each spark plug cost.
Right.
I put iridium spark plugs in. I like the ride of the Chevrolet. I like the seat padding of the Chevrolet. I like the simplicity of it. And the Dodge, we've got a three-quarter ton Dodge pickup truck with a 5.9 turbo diesel, 24 valve. It's a workhorse, and it can pull a 26-foot gooseneck with a 12,000-pound tractor on that, and they can do just fine with that. But it's the suspension, I don't think it was an option. I mean, it rides like, I think the padding in the seats is about as comfortable as a coat of paint. It is rough riding, there's no question about that, in the Dodge.
Yeah.
You got two of them. And a gas one rides a lot better than the diesel, but they both really ride hard. So in terms of rattling your bones, I like the Chevrolet the best.
Yeah. Yeah, and another thing though, I want to share this with everyone, though, Vince. We talked earlier in the week, and you and I are just talking back and forth like we are today. And you pointed out that you actually have a repair shop there, and you have a lift, and you've got your son involved on fixing and maintaining. So you are maintaining your vehicles yourself with your son.
Well, we advocate right? that because we have seen. What the other guys do. For example, our son, who's been turning wrenches for over 20 years now, he was at one of those big box stores, and a call came in, and you could tell us, oh, yeah, okay, they need another oversized drain plug. Yeah, send that to Walmart. They did it again. And so I guess they left an impact wrench on the floor, and one of the young techs grabbed the impact wrench and twisted on the drain plug for the oil change and just stripped the thread out. Twice in one day.
Oh,
and, where's the shop foreman? Who's not paying attention? That guy needs to be fired. And okay, yep. They both need to be fired, right? But so because of that, we advocate doing your own everything. Instead of calling the plumber, learn how to do that yourself. Instead of calling the electrician, buy the book from Black & Decker on the internet. You can get one used for about $5 or $6 shipped, and it's called the Complete Home Wiring Guide, Complete Home Plumbing Guide. So you can learn how to do all these things. I mean, that's how we did it. That's how we learned. I mean, we didn't go to school, or I didn't go to school. I mean, my family, to learn how to be an electrician or a plumber. We just bought the books and read them cover to cover, and then when we need to do whatever that task was, so yeah, I read about that. I know how to do that. It's in the book. I read it. I know how to do it. I haven't done it before, but now I know how to do it because I read the book. So yeah, you can do those things. And changing your oil to go to, it's funny. When customers first come here, it's all word of mouth. There's no advertising for our shop. Customers come here and it's like, you guys are really slow. It takes you 2 hours to do an oil change. Well, it takes 2 hours for the oil to drip out of the engine. Now, the fast lube places, I mean, I don't know, maybe gravity's different over there.
But yeah. You must not have any gravity in Missouri out there on the farm.
it's funny, John Statmiller from Republic Broadcasting was over here. He used to come to the farm all the time. And so he put his Mazda up on the lift, and I was going to show him how I changed the oil. I mean, he's changed the oil plenty of times, but I showed him how I did it. You pre-fill the oil filter because it takes about 5 seconds to fill up that oil filter. So you're running without oil pressure for 5 seconds if you don't pre-fill the oil filter with fresh oil. And so I said, so if you went to the one of those fast lube places, tell me, I'm going to pull the drain plug out, and you tell me when they would put it back in.
Yeah, Vince, we're going to take a little short break.
Yeah.
We return. I want you to finish that story, and then again, I'm going to get into that barn that you have. Okay, we'll be right back, everyone. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Gotta have, you really do have to have some good spark plugs to make that back tire spin, or the front tires spin, of course. Let's go to do an email here real quick. I've got emails full board, folks. Here's another one I wanted to share with you folks throughout all 3 hours, what's coming in. And one new fresh one here. It says, Doug, this is Doug and Denise are sad about you going away. Sorry to hear about your GCN shutting down. Mark, we've enjoyed your show for years. You're the go-to guy. We both want to thank you for saving us money on our cars and helping us understand the auto world. Doug and Denise, thank you. Appreciate it. That's what it's all about right there, folks. Thanks, Doug and Denise. Appreciate it. Let's go back. We've got a good friend on the air. Vincent. Vince is known as Vince. And Vince, some folks call you Vinny too, right?
Yeah, they do.
And I appreciate it. I salute you for being a farmer. And you've got your son. You've got a an automotive repair shop there at your farm, and you're fixing cars. Like you're saying, we were talking about oil, waiting for the oil to drain. And so you're saying, first off though, this might be new for the folks. You were saying that you basically pre-lube the oil filters before you put them on.
Yeah, absolutely. So if the oil filter, if the base is up, you can fill it up about 90%, 90, and you pour the oil in the center hole and where the threads are, and you'll find out that you're looking at 15 seconds later, and it's half full, and you just keep topping it off. What's happening is the oil is going through the pleated filter media to the outside shell, and the idea is so that when you start your engine with a fresh oil change, the oil filter is empty, and it has to... The oil pump picks up the oil, pushes it through into the oil filter, and then it goes to lubricate the components that are in the path for lubrication. But you're looking at about 5 seconds without oil pressure if you don't pre-fill the filter. And I believe, and I can't prove any of this, so don't believe anything I say, but I believe that you do about 10,000 miles worth of damage by not pre-filling the oil filter. Now, if you go look at YouTube, people say, oh, you're nuts doing that. Other people say, yes, it's the way to go. It absolutely is positively the way to go.
Because, absolutely, yep.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy not to do it. And it doesn't cost a cent more. It just takes maybe another 30 seconds. But the story I was telling you is that John Stadtmiller, dear friend, was over here at the farm, and I was showing him that the quick oil change places don't get all the oil out. So, I pulled the drain plug and said, okay, you tell me when the quick lube place would put that oil drain plug back in. He goes, okay, now. I said, okay, well, I'm going to put this cup here, and let's see how much more oil comes out. And so we waited probably 30 minutes or so, and there was about another quarter to a half a cup of dirty oil that came out. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
So when customers first come here, they think we are really slow. But what we do is the first thing we do is put the vehicle up on the lift when the oil's hot. The contaminants are in suspension. Pull the drain plug, pull the oil filter. But first thing we do is literally, before we put the vehicle on the lift, we pull the dipstick out a little bit to allow air to replace the oil that gets drained out so the oil can flow out really quickly and pull more of the contaminants that are in suspension out with the dirty oil. Then we let it sit on the lift with the drain pan under it, and then we check the ball joints and grease the tie rod ends, the ball joints, check the drive shaft, the differential front and rear, check all the components, look for signs of wear, leaking shock absorbers, and inflate the tires to the correct tire pressure. And so we're doing all that while the oil is draining out, because otherwise we'd just be watching
sure.
it, doing
but,
something else.
But
right?
Vince, they would say to us, all he's doing is trying to up his bottom line. I've been told that many times. I thought, no, I'm not trying to up my bottom line. What are we trying to do?
We're trying to prevent. A stitch in time saves nine, right? So if you've got a tie rod end that's pretty sloppy, a lot of play in it, you're going to wear the front tires out way too fast. If you've got a ball joint that is sloppy, not only is it dangerous, but you're going to wear the tires out faster. And tires aren't cheap, so you might want to fix it before you wear out the tires rather than after you wear out the tires.
Yeah. How about a serpentine belt? Here's a great example.
Yeah.
A serpentine belt, you know, they go around and around and around. One belt runs everything now. And if the belt is breaks and the alternator doesn't spin, then their car is going to die. So what happens is if we don't tell them or take a picture, like I like to take photos with the cell phone, I've already said this on here on the show, have the technician take a picture of the affected area and text it to you so you see what they're talking about. Well, if we don't do our job and we don't look at everything, and a little simple thing is a serpentine belt, we get done, here's the oil change, $50, $60, whatever the cost of it is, and you don't tell them about the serpentine belt that's got a billion cracks in it, they drive away and the belt breaks. And the first thing they call, the first person they call, and the first thing they say is, why didn't you check that? So it gets back to, are we bad if we tell them because they think we're upping our bottom line in price? Or are we good about telling them because we don't want them to break down on the road?
Well, we do exactly what you said. We take pictures and before and after, and we prove why the repair was necessary. But we get permission, and we give an estimate as to what it's going to take. But, you know, that serpentine belt, it's more than that, because the thing that keeps that belt tight has two rubber bushings or one rubber bushing, depending on the model of it. And when those rubber bushings wear, they wear in such a fashion that the idler that keeps the belt tight is kind of tilted, kind of cockeyed, and that causes the belt to wear faster and break. So it's the serpentine belt, it's the serpentine tensioner mechanism. So a lot of things to look at, and even the fan clutch, the automatic or temperature sensitive fan clutch. A lot of times that those things, you know, you see the fan under the hood, but they're a thermostatically controlled clutch. And if the silicone viscous liquid has leaked out, that clutch won't work right, and the vehicle can overheat. So I mean, we look at a lot of things a customer has never even heard of.
Yep.
And they know about tires and brakes and ball joints and tie rod ends.
But
the fan clutch, I don't think they think about.
And then the fan clutch has also got that little coily spring out in front for the temperature reading, doesn't it? And it gets all dirty, so it can't read right.
Right.
Vince, hang on. We're going to take a little short break. When we come back, Vince, get ready. You got to tell me the list of cars you have in that building, in your toy barn. We'll be right back, folks. This is Auto World. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Texas people say at least 220 people have been rescued from flooded homes and vehicles because of rising rivers near Houston. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo telling CNN no deaths or serious injuries have been reported. Senate Majority Leader from New York Chuck Schumer is announcing $400 million in funding to help boost security and safety measures at synagogues, mosques, and churches. The move comes on the heel of bomb threats at numerous synagogues in New York over the weekend. weekend, Senator Schumer speaking about the new law.
It allows you to put in cameras so you can detect who might do something to your synagogue. Fences, strong windows, and 2 years ago we modified it so you can actually hire personnel.
An investigation is continuing in Utah after a police officer is dead after being hit by a semi-truck during a traffic stop. This is USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It's EV, got to have power, electrical. Want to read another email here, a fresh email that came in here just in the last half hour. It says, Mark, do not leave us. I look forward to you and your show every week. You're my informational source for what's happening out there. Please let me know where you land, your friend, Jane. Jane, I will absolutely do that, and thank you for the compliment. I appreciate it. We never know. Again, tomorrow's another meeting with a potential sponsor, and if so, if it all comes to be, I'll be on another network, and we'll keep the Auto World car going. Right now, we have we got to get into Vince's barn. We got to find out what Vince has in Missouri. He's got a what color's your barn, Vince?
Well,
you won't tell me. Now, don't tell an address.
I wouldn't do that. But we bought a chicken house. Now, this may sound strange, but if you go down to Arkansas, you know, a couple hundred miles from here, they had these chicken houses that were 40 feet wide and 400 feet long. And they were low, and they had steel trusses. So they're galvanized roof. And what we did was we bought 140 feet of 40 feet wide. And then we built some short walls. We poured 8-inch wide or 8-inch thick concrete for 120 feet. I bought 140 feet of barn and built 120 feet of it. So it's 40 by 120 feet. And we raised up the sides so that we can drive cars and trucks and, you know, heavy equipment in there. And we poured a floor that's about 6 inches thick, and we doubled up on the rebar So it's real thick, and it can support the weight of a lot of vehicles. But in terms of what does it look like, it looks like a steel building with a 412 pitch with some solar panels on the roof.
And inside of it, though, you've got a lot of candy. What kind of cars do you own in there, in that? I love the chicken coop. We can just call it the chicken coop. How many chickens you got in there, Vince?
Well, we do have chickens, but they have their own house. And so we kind of discourage them from hanging out in the barn. But we have, it's full. You have to move vehicles out to get other ones out. It's like that kind of thing. We pull in the center, and then we turn left on a diagonal or turn right on a diagonal. So there are a lot of vehicles in there.
Tell them tell them the story of that Jay Leno was involved with one. Wanted one.
Well, Jay Leno has, he puts us to shame, so I don't want you to think that we're even in the same ballpark as Jay Leno. He's got some great cars. We have some clunkers. But he wanted to buy kind of an oddball car made by American Motors, the new name for Rambler. He wanted it in 1968, as the story goes that I read, 1968 AMX, which was their Corvette competition model. Two seats, big engine, nice styling, and kind of a neat-looking car. So I found one. That was my second car. And it was on a lot, on a Ford Mercury lot. And what I found out years ago was if you have a Ford lot, Ford sell for a higher price on a Ford lot than like a Chevy would sell on a Ford lot.
Absolutely,
So this was a Rambler or an American Motors, and nobody wanted one. I mean, heck, they're kind of a flaky company. At least that's what people thought. And so I bought this vehicle for $1,500, $75 tax. And it was maybe 1 or 2 years old, but it had a blown engine. And four-speed, 390, four-barrel, a peppy little car, posi-traction, and blue with the white stripes across it from the factory. Absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous car.
Oh, yeah.
So I still have it. And Jay Leno, according to what I read, wanted to buy one. It was just too expensive. I mean, because most of them had been blown up. They were at the race.
Right. Yeah.
And they were demolished on the racetrack. And then those that weren't demolished there were demolished on the highways and byways. So there's only a few of them left. They only made like 7,000 of them. So it was a limited production, really neat car. And I thought, you know what, we ought to get some spare parts. So I found another one a couple decades ago. And I bought that. And it's a red one with a 290. So the neat thing about American Motors is they had one block, a small block, and small block engine. And they had a 290 back in 1968, and they had a 343. They just bored it and stroked it a little more. And then they had the biggest displacement was the 390, all the same block. So the manifold was the same, the intake manifold, the exhaust manifold, the bracketry. Everything was the same. What a great way to go. And then I found a station wagon. And 1968 also, same engine, same transmission.
Oh, that's rare.
And the neat thing is, the claim was that Brad Pitt's butt was in those seats. Because he... yeah, and that was the station wagon that hauled him around when he was a young guy. But I didn't buy it because of that. I didn't buy the sizzle. I'm not interested in the sizzle. I'm interested in the steak. And the neat thing was, had another transmission, another suspension, complete everything. And a lot of parts were used between the station wagons, the sedans, the AMX, and the Javelin. So a lot of components were the same. Suspension was the same. So that's kind of an oddball.
Yep, absolutely. Would you sell one of them today, though?
No.
Or no? Okay.
No. No.
Okay. What's one of your other favorites you have in the chicken coop?
These are kind of oddball cars. I have an old 1987 Mercedes 300 turbo diesel, and it's a six-cylinder inline six, and it is a rocket for a diesel. It's really blazing fast. I love it. But, what I do is I'll put one on the road, and then I'll take it off, and then I'll put a different one on the road and take it off. And so it's kind kind of like having new cars right from the chicken coop.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're drivable.
Yeah, well, some of them. I've got some that are not drivable. So I've got a 1983 Mercedes 300 diesel SD. So that's a long vehicle, and that's the kind of Mercedes that third world country dictators like, because they're big and look elegant.
Heavy.
But they don't have to go through tests because the countries are small.
I mean, what out of all your cars, what's the highest mileage that you've got? What's the number that you've got on
them? 500,000 miles.
Half a million. Is that one of the diesels?
Yeah. That'd be a 99 Dodge Cummins turbo diesel.
Oh, yeah. Remember a ride and drive I did? You were talking about your Dodge pickups you have there on the farm. And I was Chevrolet sent me out on a ride and drive. And Chevrolet, actually, when they do that, you know, we go to the test tracks and all that, the 9% uphill grade and the braking, and we test the cornering, the towing, the big fifth wheel in the back and all. Chevrolet was the only company that bought the other brands and put the Ford, the Nissans there, and the Toyota Tundras there, so we could drive the other brands, and the Dodges. And I just remember the Dodge, Vince, going up the 9% grade, side-by-side alongside that Chevrolet pickup truck. They were both towing the 9,000-pound concrete block on that trailer. The Dodge dash started shaking in about 300 feet. It started shaking, going up that 9% grade, and it wouldn't stop shaking. And, of course, I had a gauge, sorry to tell you, but the gauge in the Dodge, the temperature gauge, you know, that tells you how hot the engine's getting?
Mm-hmm.
She was a pegged. We're going to take a little short break.
A short story about that, if you'd like.
Yeah, when we come back. Yeah, do. Listen, when we come back from the break, we got to get to the fun stories, Vince. The ones that will blow people away that what we've done to motors and engines and cars. We'll be right back, folks. I'm Mark Evans.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Leak. Oh, yeah. Those airbags leaking, not good. Live here in the Greasy Garage studio today, last show. We got one more hour left. Welcome you in. I'm Mark Evans alongside Vincent. And Vincent, again, appreciate you being here. You got your show 2 hours a day, USA Preparers. And I wanted to ask you, where are you landing?
Well, Jeff Rentz contacted me months ago. And he asked if he could take USA Preparers, and he picked it up right from GCN. I mean, GCN commercials saying, you know, hey, advertise on GCN. They played all of it except the news, but then he put his own news in. And so we've been
awesome.
There for a couple months, and he wants us to stay. So we're on Global Star Radio Network, and we're on Ranch Radio and Ron Gibson Channel at on Odyssey and BitChute. And so that's where we are now.
And good. Awesome.
As you are, I'm getting calls and people, you know, are interested in picking up the broadcast. I hope that you and I can broadcast together. So, you know, it'd be nice if we both landed on the same network. I plan on staying on GCN. I'm sorry, on Ranch Radio, since GCN is our last broadcast was last Friday. So I'm done. Yep. By the way, it's neat to hear the same commercials that I would hear every day for 2 hours a day, Monday through Friday.
Yeah, yeah. And you've been doing
it. Mm-hmm. Here's the lesson about that temperature climbing. So we were in West Virginia, our son and I, and we were pulling a 12,000-pound tractor on a 5,500-pound trailer with a gooseneck hitch. And it was 57 degrees outside. This was a couple decades ago, 19 years ago. And there was a big hill coming up, so we accelerated to 75 miles an hour going down the hill. So it was 57 degrees outside. Turned on the heat, wide open heat at 57 degrees outside. I put the windows down, and by the time we got to the top of the hill, we were doing 27 miles an hour, and the temperature gauge was almost pegged just below red line. So it's probably like 210, 220 degrees. But this is all after adding water wetter to the coolant, and that prevents some of the cavitation, and because air bubbles don't really absorb too much heat, water does. and the radiator was washed with engine degreaser before all that. And so we were prepped for this. But it was a heavy load, so total of 17,500 pounds, real heavy load. And those are the kinds of things that you have to do when you can be towing a heavy load like that, because the engines really, really work hard. I mean, literally 27 miles an hour on the highway.
Wow.
We were the slowest thing there.
Yep.
And, you know, we made it, but it was tough. So that's one of those mini-max regret things where wash the radiator, you know, with the garden hose gently.
Yeah.
With some degreaser, and make sure that the moths and the spiders and the flies and the debris is removed, so you have your maximum shot at surviving this, you know, this kind of a hauling with a truck.
Yep.
But
keep things clean. Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep things clean.
About,
you know.
Vehicles. We have a really neat vehicle. We don't drive it too much, but it's a Mercedes and it's a V12. They didn't make a lot of V12s. And this particular one is a 2005 S600. It's a senior citizen's rocket. It literally is.
Yeah.
It's got two turbochargers. It's got a lot of horsepower, I'm thinking 400, almost 500 horsepower, 493 horsepower, 590 foot-pounds of torque. It weighs 4,600 pounds. It's a real heavy car. But it flies, and you know, if you did a traffic light to traffic light little drag race, I think every youngster would be stunned that this, you know, old man
could do that.
Dust.
Yeah, turbochargers. That's the secret, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And then we have another one that doesn't have a turbocharger, but it's a, you know, it's the SL. That's the two seater convertible removable hardtop. It's called SL600. It's another V12, but no turbo.
Yeah. And what color is it?
It's black.
Black, okay.
So the SL600 is black, and the S600 is white.
Okay.
And we have a rule. Yeah. We have a rule at our house, and we don't follow it. And that is you can get any car that, you know, is reasonable, that's a great value. The next vehicle, whatever it may be, has to be white. So I drive a red truck.
Right. And is white because you're on the farm, you got dust in the air.
Yeah.
Who's cleaning your cars?
Vince? Well, you know, black.
Are you doing that?
Black is. We live on a dirt road. So black cars really show the dirt. White, actually, probably tan would be the best color because that's the color of the dirt on the
road. Yeah. But
white is not as bad as you might think. And we don't really care about that. We don't have to impress anybody. There's nobody here.
Right. Yeah. What do you recommend, though, for products, for detail, car wash-wise?
Well, you know, I used to use Meguiar's, you know, back in the day. It was, I think it's called Armstrong wax, because that's what it took, right?
Yeah. Yes.
But
and it turned into concrete.
Well, you know, I detail a little bit differently. I use a... you know, about a 3,500 PSI pressure washer. That's about as detailed as we get.
Now, there's a farmer talking, folks, right there. Well, and does it really matter, though, I mean, to keep the dirt off the outside of that Mercedes-Benz?
Well,
all those...
if you're going high speeds, of course, you know, if you're at the racetrack, you know that it does make a little bit of difference, maybe a hundredth of a percent, you know, if you're going 100 miles an hour. But, you know, for most of us, no. But, you know, that tailgate myth. You know, tailgate up or down.
Absolutely.
Buster said it doesn't make any difference. That's nonsense. It absolutely, positively makes a difference. Just try running down the road with a sheet of plywood and see how well that works, right?
Yeah, exactly. Hold it up behind you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know, we try to make sure our vehicles are. We don't stick lights on the roof and, you know, that kind of stuff. You know, even though we have a farm, but to, you know, keep the. We want the coefficient of drag to be as low as possible. And everybody does. I guess that's why all the new cars look the same. All these Japanese cars, Asian cars, they'll all look the same. I think they figured out this is the best coefficient of drag, so let's make it look like that.
Right. Well, there is a huge fight. Have you ever had a chance to see an automobile in a wind tunnel or a truck in a wind tunnel? Oh, Vince, it's nuts, man. I'm talking about, you know, those mirrors that we have outside on our driver and passenger door? Those mirrors, They have a smoke. I've been in, not in the wind tunnel when the wind's going, but, you know, outside in the booth looking in. Yeah. And it's like they put that little smoke in there. They touch a button. It's kind of, it's really awesome. And they can let the smoke go, and you, your eyes can pick up the smoke stream. And sure. just the mirrors
I've
on the
seen,
outside
I've seen
of,
videos yeah. of that. Yes. And,
yeah.
That,
and it's noisy.
But you know,
it's
what,
noisy.
You know what's really lacking? If you look at the absolute the beauty of art in automobiles, for example, the Lamborghini Countach, or the Ferrari 308, or the Ford GT40, those, or the Maserati, even the Maserati B-Turbo 1984 vintage, you know, kind of looks like a really neat little two-door coupe with twin turbochargers. That's art, and I don't see any of that. I don't see any of that that the you know, the average person can afford anymore. You used to be able to pick up a Maserati for $10,000, maybe $13,000. You used to be able to pick up a Ferrari 308 for about $20,000. Not anymore. But those were really good-looking cars. But I wouldn't want to drive one today because if some guy in one of these puffed-out pickup trucks is looking at his cell phone, he'll drive right through you.
Oh, he'd just run right over you. Monster truck, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Vince, appreciate you being here with me today. Thanks. Good to have you along.
Can we be back next week?
Well, big meeting come Monday. That's tomorrow, right? Yeah.
I wish you well. I really do. And I hope we get a chance to spend some time on USA Prepares. I'd love to have you come on whenever you want to come on. It would be just wonderful. You and I just talk like two guys at the kitchen table with a cup of coffee talking about the good old days and how things work,
Absolutely. Vince, I'd love to be on any time. Appreciate you being with me.
Mark, thank you so much.
Thank you. You bet, Vince. Appreciate it, man. Good to have you. One more hour, folks. That's it for this show at this time. Until maybe that meeting Monday I have with a potential sponsor. Thanks for being here. I'm Mark Evans.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.